What's up? The miracles of Christ. The Savior performed many miracles during his earthly ministry. Here are only a few of them. Try to match the miracle with its scriptural reference. We have the following scripture references. A. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. B. John chapter 4, verses 46 through 53. C. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 13. D. John chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. E. Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. F. Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. G. John chapter 11, verses 1 through 45. H. John chapter 5, verses 2 through 16. I. Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 through 26. And J. John chapter 6, verses 16 through 21. Now we have the following miracles. Let's see if you can match these up. 1. Jesus walked on water. The answer? J. John chapter 6, verses 16 through 21. 2. He healed 10 lepers, only one returned to give thanks. The answer? A. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. 3. At Nain, Jesus raised a widow's son from the dead. The answer is E, Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. 4. At Capernaum, Jesus healed a centurion servant. That comes from C, Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 13. 5. He fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. The answer D, John chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. 6. In Galilee, he healed the son of a nobleman. B. John chapter 4, verses 46 through 53. 7. He calmed the storm at the Sea of Galilee. That is F. Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. 8. He healed a man on the Sabbath. H. John chapter 5, verses 2 through 16. 9. He raised Lazarus from the dead. The answer, G, John chapter 11, verses 1 through 45. And 10, a woman was healed when she touched Jesus' clothing. He also raised Jairus' daughter. The answer, I, Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 through 26.
In a word, resurrection. We are all subject to physical death, which is the separation of the spirit from the body. Through the atonement of Jesus Christ, all people will be resurrected, which is the reuniting of the spirit with the body in a perfect, immortal state, no longer subject to disease or death. See Alma chapter 11, verses 42 through 45. An understanding and testimony of the resurrection can give you hope and perspective as you experience the challenges, trials, and triumphs of life. Our Savior's Love. The author of Our Savior's Love, Hymns number 113, Edward L. Hart, compares the Savior to the perfect light of the sun. The idea for the hymn came to him when he saw people in clothing or fabric stores taking material outside into the sunlight to test the color under the true source of light. He thought, likewise, the only true test of love is to compare it to the Savior's love. Crawford Gates, who put Hart's words to music, suggests reading and pondering the words of this hymn before you sing it. Verse 1 of the hymn is about the Savior. Verse 2 is about the Holy Ghost. And verse 3 is about Heavenly Father. The hymn was first published in 1977 in the Ensign magazine. Easter morning. To help you focus on this special time of year, consider giving each of your family members a small picture of the Savior as an Easter present. On the back of the picture, write a personal note including your testimony of Christ or one of your favorite scriptures about His resurrection or atonement. Here are some suggestions. Luke chapter 22, verses 41 through 44, John chapter 6, verse 51, John chapter 10, verse 17, John chapter 11, verse 25, Romans chapter 6, verse 9, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 31 through 33, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 7, Mosiah chapter 26, verse 23, Alma chapter 11, verse 42, and Mormon chapter 7, verse 5. Surely the resurrection is the center of every Christian's faith. It is the greatest of all of the miracles performed by the Savior of the world. President Howard W. Hunter, 1907 to 1995, He is Risen, Ensign, May 1988, page 16.
End of the section, What's Up?